Whoa! It clicked there. Apologies for that, but hey, it's a quirky headset. Yeah! Anyway, enough of that. It is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, June 28th, 2024. Good having you with us. By the way, I didn't hear that click, by the way, but I know there was a click because I went, boop! But anyway, enough of that. I guess we'll read the weather then. I think I just closed it off. I did. We can reopen it up. It's okay. Well, we're back here again. We can load it back up. It's okay. Yep. Yeah. Alright, here is the weather! This time we're going to look from our website, by the way. Because I don't have a certain virtual machine up to look from, so yeah. By the way, Daniel's not going to be on the morning show to me, it's just the lone wolf today. In other words, me, by the way. Jesse, that is. it's 55 right now with broken clouds. Later it'll be 75 and 48, high and low respectfully. Supposedly partly cloudy with some sunshine. On Saturday, it'll be cloudy with 72 high, 52 low. On Sunday, it'll be 75 high, 52 low as well. Cloudy. On Monday, it'll be sunny with a 75 high, 50 low. Tuesday will also be sunny with 73 high, 45 low. Wednesday will be sunny with 81 high, 45 low. And then on Thursday, it's going to be pretty hot. 91 high, 52 low with sunshine. There you go. That's the weather. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's the weather. Simple as that. And that comes from our website, by the way. It's just a weather forecast widget. Anyway, what now? Let's read some news, I guess. Let's check out what the Oregon Live is up to these days. Oh, that's right. I had to reset the defaults because it wasn't honoring them anyway, so I'll probably just be deleting that. Yeah, let's just use this. Alright, looks like the latest story is, keyed. When there's a key showing up, it means it's paywalled, which means we are unable to read it. So that's kind of unfortunate, but I am not really interested in seeing one of the least visited state parks in Oregon. You know that? I'm more interested in a rare comet passing by Earth for the first time in almost 70 years. Will I be able to see it? I hope so. Let's see this. Anyway, this was published at 7:21 a.m. today, by the way. Well, actually, that was when it was updated. It was published at 7:03 a.m. It was updated at 7:21 a.m. But anyway, Comet 13P Olbers will pass by our planet for the first time in almost 70 years this summer. Yay! The comet may be visible from Earth, though that will depend on a few factors. Astronomy website Starwalk says that you'll have the best chance of viewing the comet on Sunday, June 30th, when it is expected to shine with a magnitude of 6.5. Visible through binoculars, that is. Starwalk says that Olbers is well placed in the sky, and people can already observe with your backyard telescope. So if it's visible, the comet will appear in the western sky, according to astronomy news site Universe Today, between 20 and 30 degrees above the horizon. Evening will be the best time for viewing it. But please take note, though, that there are currently clouds in the forecast, for Western Oregon on Sunday. Which there is clouds. Yes, I obviously said that earlier. Over, this is a Halley type parodic comet, according to NASA. Yep. Which means that it reappears near Earth at regular intervals. Universe Today says that that the Olbers comet is named for astronomer Heinrich Olbers, who had first observed the comet on March 6, 1815. Now, earlier this year, Comet 12P, Pons Brooks, who's aka the Devil Comet, was visible in the night sky over Oregon. Local photographer Jeremy Lickness had captured stunning images of that comet. Whoa. Oh, okay. He's from Newport, by the way. He captured it. Well, he's from Newport, Oregon, but he actually took the picture in Otter Rock, Oregon, on Sunday, March 31st, 2024. But Comet 13P Olbers won't be nearly that bright, but you may have a chance of seeing it before it disappears again for another 69 years. Yeah. And looks like that might be it for this story already. That's interesting. Alright, let's go back and see if there's any other stories I can read without paywalling. At least we got to read one interesting story, at least. We got Dear Doctor, what's this about? What drugs are best for treating anxiety and depression? Let's just skim for this, see what it's got to talk about. Let's read this. I recently read a book where a person who suffered from anxiety and depression found that Adderall gave relief from the effects. I used to take Adderall, by the way. My initial thought was that this could help a person focus and perform almost like a stimulant. Currently, Xanax is a nice option that appears to help with anxiety issues. What are your thoughts? Someone's initials are MD. And the answer is anxiety and depressive disorders. Sometimes go hand in hand in the same person after all. Even though they may seem to be opposites, both anxiety and depression symptoms have responded to similar medications, which are now suggesting similar brain mechanisms. Adderall, a combination of dextroamphetamine and amphetamine, is indeed a stimulant. Stimulants have been proven to be useful in a minority of people with depression that has been resistant to other treatments. But as a primary care doctor, I generally do not prescribe these kinds of medications. I refer patients to a mental health expert, like a psychiatrist, whenever possible. But unfortunately, we have been living through a mental health crisis for years now. And many of my patients are simply unable to get expert psychiatric care. So, primary care doctors like me have to do the best we can, sometimes in consultation and liaison with a psychiatrist. But also, stimulants can make anxiety symptoms worse. So I'm especially cautious about using stimulants in a person with both anxiety and depression. Clinical judgment and experience is even more important in this situation. Like Xanax. Xanax is effective medication for anxiety, but the body can get used to it quickly, though. But it's similar to Adderall, but it has some potential for misuse. I only prescribe benzodiazepine medications like Xanax for the short term or for very occasional use. Although, again, my colleagues in psychotherapy, sorry, I can't say that right, sometimes do prescribe them. I have patients who have done very well on stable doses of benzodiazepines for years. But however, I have seen too many cases where people become dependent on these drugs and have extreme difficulty getting off of them. But finally, the way the body gets used to these drugs can lead to some people developing withdrawal symptoms, and even when taking a stable dose. Most people do very well with safer medications for anxiety disorders. It's possible. So, yeah, and there's another one. I'm not going to bother reading the other one. I was more interested in the first one. This is by the North America Syndicate. But, yeah, there you go. Anyway, we'll just conclude it there. This segment, that is. And we'll go ahead and put commercial in. Simple as that. Oh, don't go to sleep. The tablet, that is. But yeah. Because after 10 minutes, the tablet goes to sleep. Alright, there we go. Now I gotta play our music in. Do I have Jennifer Lopez? I don't think I do. No, I do not. Dang it. Alright. Let's just play something else then. Let's just play, let's play Dua Lipa Houdini. Then we'll play, I'm Good Blue by David Guetta and Bebe Rexha. Then for the final one, we'll be, Paint the Town Red. You know, what's funny is that when I'm with Daniel, especially yesterday, on, what was it? Thursday, yeah. I did change a bunch of gyms, at least downtown. From whatever color to yellow. And I know I'm going over, but it's okay. I did change a bunch of downtown gyms from like blue, even some of them red to yellow. I just double checked to see I wasn't in them along with Aunt Lou. We were. It's okay. It still left a sour taste in my mouth. Anyway, I'll talk more about it later. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Pink Town Red by Doja Cat. And I'm Good Blue by Deep Cut and Bebe Rexha. And there's also another song I played, Houdini by Dua Lipa as well. That's the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Now, before we get to food talk and TMZ news, what I was going to say was, oh, you guys on the air? Was I painted downtown yellow? Yay! That's sarcasm, by the way. Yeah. But since we played Doja Cat, paint the town red. Yeah. We are now going to paint the town red. Simple as that. So, yeah. Anyway, food talk is on now. Well, the first half of the second, that is. Anyway, Arnold Palmer Bars. This was submitted by Food.com. You know, you'll come across Food.com recipes too. You never know. Iced tea and lemonade pair up once again, but this time it's in the form of a dessert bar. Interesting. What's this all about? We'll see. It's ready in 45 minutes. That's pretty quick. Serve 16. 11 ingredients. Let's see them. For the crust, you need, a half cup of unsalted butter, a half cup of granulated sugar, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Interesting. For the top layer, you'll need a half cup of unsweetened tea, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, 3 large eggs, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of lemon zest, and 2 tablespoons of powdered sugar, just for dusting. Excuse me. Now for directions. Let's start with the crust. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. It doesn't have Celsius, though, so I can't help you on that. I could just Google it, but I'm not going to bother. But anyway, second, combine the butter and sugar in a bowl, cream together until smooth, add the flour and salt them, stir them together until a dough forms. And then third, press dough into a 9x9 inch square baking pan so that you can get an even layer covering the whole base. Then, bake for 20 to 25 minutes until just starting to turn brown around the edges. Simple as that. Now for the top layer. Heat the unsweetened tea in a small pot over medium heat. Let simmer until reduced down to a fourth cup. Yep. Now in a medium bowl, combine the flour, sugar, eggs, lemon juice, and zest, stirring until smooth and mixing the tea. Pour this over the baked crust, if necessary. And then reduce the oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit, and then bake for another 20 to 25 minutes, or until the top is set. Let it cool, and then cut it to 16 squares, and then dust it with the powdered sugar. Simple as that. And there you go. That is the Arnold Palmer Bars. Interesting. Not sure what it's named after, but it has to be named after Siffin. But probably not Arnold Schwarzenegger, though. I can tell you that much. But anyway, let's read Quick and Easy Steak Marinade next. It's Steak Marinade. It's quick and easy. It's an editor's pick by Carrie Caldwell. This turns an average grocery store bought steak. She spelled that wrong, I think. Maybe it's on purpose. Who knows? But it says this turns an average grocery store bought steak into a good restaurant tasting steak. It takes only minutes to prepare and marinate can be for 30 minutes overnight. Ooh, so good. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's ready in 20 minutes. It serves 2 to 3, 5 ingredients. The ingredients are a 4th cup of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, 3 tablespoons of minced garlic from the jar is just perfectly fine, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and a 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. Simple as that. Here's directions. First, you want to mix it all together and marinate the steak for 30 minutes overnight. Then, garlic will be stronger the longer you marinate. But don't be afraid of the garlic, because it makes the steak taste wonderful. Even though some people think garlic makes them cry. No, that's onions. Yeah, anyway. But either grill the steaks or pan fry them in the butter. Either way, they're great. And she does both. She grills them till they're almost done, and then finishes the cooking by pan frying. And this turns into an average grocery store steak. Into a delicious, good restaurant tasting steak. So, yeah, that was spelled wrong. I think she put T there. Because, yeah, T's right next to Y, so she probably, put that there by accident. That's odd. But anyway, can read one more. Pico di Gallo. I literally live on this the summer when tomatoes are garden ripe. The editor's pick, by the way. I prefer this to cook salsa, and I really load up on the cilantro. Of course, you can adjust the heat and any other ingredient as you wish, though. But this is the basic recipe. Serve with your favorite tortilla chips. And I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Oh, she did. But you get the idea. That makes sense, right? Anyway, it's ready in 15 minutes. Let me take a drink. Alright. Anyway, it's ready in 15 minutes. It yields 2.5 cups. There's 6 ingredients. You need 4 ripe plum tomatoes, seeded and finely chopped. 1 small white onion, finely chopped. 1/2 cup of cilantro leaf that's chopped, or more to taste if necessary. 2 to 3 jalapeno peppers, seeded and finely chopped. 1 tablespoon of lime juice and salt. So here's directions. There's just 2 steps. First, you want to combine all the ingredients, cover and refrigerate for at least 1 hour, and then this tastes best the same day that it's made. But it's okay the next day as well. So there you go. So, yeah, there you go. That's pico di gallo. We could try to read one more, but, I'm trying to figure out when Peyton Town Red ended. Let me minimize this. 26, 46, 46. Yeah, let's just conclude it there, because again, we can use this 10 minutes to read TMZ. Alright, let's do it to it. TMZ.com, here we come. Alright, we got 10 minutes to do this. TMZ Hip Hop. Megan Thee Stallion, this is part of TMZ Hip Hop, by the way. Venomous, Nikki Dust, Dis. Alright, hold on, let me start over. Ugh. TMZ Hip Hop. Megan Thee Stallion. Venomous, Nikki Dis on new album. This hoe thinks she's TMZ. What? That's funny. Megan Thee Stallion is spinning the block on Nicki Minaj with her newly released diss track. And she's even using TMZ as a punchline to get her point across, after all. That's funny! Yeah! On Friday, Meg dropped her new self-titled album, which opens with her previously released number 1 track. But, okay, let me start over again. Yeah! On Friday, Meg, that's Megan Thee Stallion, by the way, she dropped her new self-titled album, which opens with her previously released number 1 track called His, and has a new snakebite diss track called Rattle. Megan Thee Stallion, Rattle, official audio. Megan gloats on the song's chorus, "Ain't got no tea on me, this so fakes me TMZ," and later takes a dig at Nicki's home life with husband Kenneth Petty and their 3-year-old son. I gotta read more of this. Alright, let's let it load up. Here we go. Meg thinks Nicki has too much time on her hands. It's also snapped back. Apologies for this. I'm gonna be editing this out again. I'll probably just use my main computer to do this. It's been 4 years. Worry about your man and your kid. Your life must be as boring as F if you're still reminiscing about that we did. Again, I just did the F and S words because I just can't air that. I'm sorry. The T lyrics were a direct response to Nicki's threats on the closing of her MTS diss track Bigfoot earlier this year, where she warned, "You know, I got a lot of tea I want went easy on you, after all." And Meg and Nicki were once on good terms, after all. They did coin the phrase Hot Girl Summer together on Multi-Platinum Jam, also a Ty Dolla $ign back in 2019. But that's since become Meg's trademark now. Oh well. But she and Glorilla just extended dates on their Hot Girl Summer tour. And their reason to keep the competition brewing. Nicki's recently finished her own Pink Friday 2 tour. It's now the highest grossing tour from a female rapper ever. Yeah! But anyone who fought the 2024 Rap Wars has died down after Drake and Kendrick Lamar were loud and wrong? Well, RHGS has been activated after all. Yeah. Anyway, on to the next story. And this time, it's from TMZ Sports. U.S. Soccer is defending players from racist remarks after a loss to Panama. Interesting. The U.S. men's national soccer team has suffered a tough 2-1 defeat at the Old Ends of Panama on Thursday. That was yesterday, by the way. And some fans have crossed the line when they were voicing their frustrations with just the result, which has forced the organization to address racist remarks thrown at its own players. Following the loss in the Copa America tournament, which will now make Monday's game against Uruguay a must-win for the red, white, and blue, some backers also use social media to hurl disgusting reactions to players. Yeah. Sorry about that. My throat's just not wanting to cooperate. The men's national team wasted no time defending its roster, releasing a statement shortly after the contest to call out the hateful behavior on Instagram. Alright. We'll probably finish up with this story. I don't know. It depends on how long it is. Probably got a drink in there, God dang it. Alright. The men's national team wasted no time to feign its roster. Do we already read this part? Good check. All out the hateful behavior. Okay, yeah, we already read that part. Okay. Just scroll down. The part where it says the statement we didn't read, though. The statement did not specify which players received the hate, but 22-year-old forward Florin Baljun and 24-year-old defender... Why did that wake up? I don't know. Hey, I'll just start over. The statement did not specify which players received the hate, but 22-year-old forward Florin Baljun and 24-year-old defender Chris Richards had shared messages that they had got on their respective Instagram accounts. But unfortunately, this is not the first time racism had to be addressed in Copa America. And following Canada's 2-0 loss to Argentina, one of its players had similar experience. Just like Team USA, the team did not specify the player, but many have observed racist remarks being made in the comment section of 24-year-old center back Moise Bombino's post. The governing body of Copa America, CONMEBOL, has responded as well, saying, "We condemn attitudes of intolerance in every place and on every occasion, especially those hiding behind social media accounts in any form." Yeah, my throat is not really wanting to cooperate. I apologize. it's gotta be what it's gotta be. Anyway, we'll just put a commercial in now then. We did read TMZ News, although my throat did not want me to cooperate, though, it seemed. So that's kind of unfair, really. Oh well. Excuse me. Let's play Dua Lipa Training Season. And I Like You, a Happier Song by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. There we go. And by the way, coming up at a little bit after 8:50, probably 8:52, we'll see. Very likely 8:52. You probably already knew this, but we're going to play Pokemon Go. Simple as that. And again, I did paint downtown yellow, but looks like some of those gyms are probably different colors. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at around a little bit after 8:50, but close enough. Anyway, and then after that we'll do Pokemon Sleep, yada yada yada. You get the idea? That makes sense. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Call will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Training Season right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah. Now it is time for Pokemon Go. Go. Here we go. Okay, I guess we're going till 9:03, I guess. Simple as that. You think I'm gonna do that? Oh, no, I will. Well, I don't drive, but yeah. Oh, nope, never mind. Raid in progress. Never mind. Shadow raids are nearby. Yay! A bunch of raids, actually. Oh, four of them at the very least. Cash Mem Sieg Raw 4280. Jesse Wild 223. Man, why so many trees? 24? Wow, what about the champ? Out of all the Pokemon, I've gotten the most. Damn. Interesting. Maybe they like Levani better. Who knows? That's very interesting. But anyway, let's see where we're at as far as the streak is concerned. Ooh, power up Pokemon 5 times. Get a research gem. Oh yeah, I gotta clean my Pokemon box up first. Let's do that. I just realized last night when I was going to bed, I just realized my box was full. And believe it or not, it is. So, yeah, we're gonna have to take care of that. So, let's do that. 0 star. Alright, let's throw away some of these crappers. That I won't need. Looks like I got a shiny leaf chunk that's worth nothing. But shinies are no exceptions, guys. Sorry. We have to take them. We gotta keep them. Sorry about that. Now we'll move on to the 1 stars. Alright, that might suffice. Didn't free up a whole lot of space, but I think that might do the trick for now. So let's try our luck with Eevee. Well, yeah, you get the idea, that makes sense. Let's just use a raspberry and an Ultra Ball. But, yeah. And I'll probably get the, research ticket. 1-day streak. Oh, I think I did the 7-day streak yesterday on Thursday, that's right. I'm hung up on myself. I got the 7-day streak on Wednesday for the tablet. The 7-day streak for my phone was the day after. The day after the tablet, that is. But yeah. It's a crap or two, obviously. But yeah, was Jesse Wild still in here too? He is. Yeah, we'll be playing with him later, but I'll need a tablet to do that though. I don't even know if the stream's even playing on the tablet now. Does it sound like it is? That's why I left my door open just in case, because I don't even know if it's even playing on the tablet. Probably got cut off for all I know. So that's why I have my door open, so that way at least Aunt Lou can hear what I'm saying at the very least. But yeah, but anyway, let's catch Pinochle here really quick. I really need candy out of this, guys. Just saying. Using Ultra Ball, even the odds. I think it's gonna break free. It did. Try again. Nice throw. Better make it count. It did. Still not enough though, but at least it gave me some more than it would before. I think it's only a 1-star, so I'm just gonna throw it away. It did give me the XL candy, that's nice. It looks like I don't see more Pokemon here on the map, so yeah, that's unfortunate. But yeah, but tell you what, we're gonna go in the shop now. Well, actually, first things first, did I earn any coins today? No, I did not. I only have 4 in gems still. Very weak on health, I will admit that. But yeah, make a mission complete. We remove this one here. Power Pokemon 5 times. We'll just power up, which one could I power up? Trying to figure out here. Let's just power up a Cyndaquil. I got plenty of these candies here. As you can probably tell, it is a 3-star, yes. 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Simple as that. Now let's talk about the rain egg finally at the church. Nearby church, that is. I don't know why I didn't say that before. Oh well. It's 9 o'clock right now. It's telling me how many steps I walked. I don't think I met my goal, though, unfortunately, but it's close enough. I could have met it, but I did not, but oh well. You know, I just realized I forgot to wake the Pokeball up. Let's see if we can do that really quickly. I am just going to walk there. I'll keep my headset on with the mic down. I think I should still be able to talk to you guys while I do this. Now, listen to this. I don't think you're able to hear it that well. I don't think they're able to hear it. I couldn't tell spikes there, but yeah. Pikachu! We'll just say that. But yeah, that was Pikachu. Bug there. Cowboy came outside when the window was open. Yeah. We'll try your luck. These ones are usually very tricky to get, though. Like 1644 CP, it's pretty big. And for what? Probably be zero? It was a great curveball, I will admit that. Okay, I did stay in. It's only one star, though. That's just the egg hatching, by the way, rating that is. Yeah, I'll throw it away. It's worth nothing. Let's see what that rating is. I don't care about Hypnotop. Last time we tried challenging Hypnotop, well, at least with me and Aunt Lou, it didn't work out. But with more people, I think it did work, though. It's hard to do Team Rocket raids when they're 3 stars. When it's just 1 star, it's pretty easy when you're even with yourself. But 3 stars, it's especially Team Rocket raids, it's just a little bit tricky. But yeah, I'm just going to set that down there, and I'm just going to put this item in. Simple as that. No, we're not putting a commercial in. We'll save that for later. Yeah. But anyway, there you have it. That's the Pokemon Go there. We'll play as Jesse Wild later on the show. But for now, we're going to be playing Pokemon Sleep on the phone, so we'll just keep this connected. But for now, we'll be right back. Well, we'll be back in a few seconds, but you get the idea. We'll be back with Pokemon Sleep momentarily. Don't go away. Alright, we're back, guys. Simple as that. And now, we're gonna open up Pokemon Sleep now. Well, should I load up? Because I feel like there's an update available for it. Because there was an update for it. Now, keep in mind, though, this wasn't an app update. Well, it kind of was. It was just a small little update, so I took it. It was only, like, 3 megabytes in size. I think it was just, like, some thing for, like, Growth Week or whatever. But, you know what? I'm just going to double-check this App Store updates and see what there is. Because I just want to play it safe and double check. Let's just search Pokemon here. Nope, last update was Summer Festival. Alright, we'll load up and see what happens. Simple as that. We're going till 9:16. Okay, no update. Synchronize. That would be the Pokeball that just vibrated, by the way. Yep. Start to it. Let's do it to it. Have you even heard that song, Do It to It, by Cherish? Now there's a remake. It came out like 2 years ago. It's by, a Craze. But yeah, but anyway, start now. Okay. See if it found out I cheated. I think it did. That's unfortunate. Because it says it's a 71% sleep score. And if it says it's 71%, you know you're in trouble. I never got up at 5 a.m. I can tell you that much. Anyway, Snorlax definitely isn't gonna be happy. Yeah, he ain't gonna be happy. He ain't happy one bit. Yeah, let's just on our own. I mean, we already know Snorlax ain't happy anyway. Yeah. Actually, I think we're going until 9:16, actually. That's what you said. Yeah. Yeah, now I know why. I'm happy I didn't put incense out. If I did, though, I could have at least, at the very least, put incense out. Well, at least someone's hungry, at least. Let's just feed it. I don't even care. Let's just feed it. Get out of the way, bug. Alright. And finish. Yes. Skin for this. Next. Don't think this is gonna... Nope, not put me to rank 43, but of course I already do that. Let's see what level it is. Level 11, Hasty! Yay! Okay. Let's see what items will give me later. First, we gotta go for this. Yep, okay. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow I'll get recovery incense. Still think I deserve better though, but the Pokeball suspected something today, unfortunately. So, yeah. Boo hoo. Pikachu made up for it at least, that's a good sign. I think he did. Give me something already? There you go. Alright, last one. Of the buddies, that is. Come on. I think that was it, yeah. That's a fake cry. Oh, hold on, let me do craft soda pop. Yeah, go ahead. Why not? Maybe it'll make it extra tasty. No, it won't. Whatever. Oh, 3301. It's enough to get to level 6? Yep. I'll take it. It's a highly carbonated artisan soda craft soda pop. Yay! Yep. Here we go. Yeah. I also recover at least some energy at the very least. At least I think it does. It does. At least that's what it looked like. A mission complete. Well, I'll worry about that later, Rotom. Alright, good sleep day. Okay, that was yesterday. We already read that. Yeah. Let's see, shops. What is shops yelling at us about this time? Probably the daily gift. What the heck? Got an extra one of those now. We'll run out of those soon. Let's see if the exchange is updated. Okay, still 2 days left until an update. That's kind of unfortunate. So, yeah. Yeah. But we can claim our mission now. Which is just, some dream shards, obviously. So, yeah. I believe that is it. Yep. Alright, Pokemon. Let's go take a look at that Ryloo now. See what ingredients he'll give me. Probably date registered is probably what I'm wanting. Yep. Ryloo. Yeah. Looks like it gives me this berry plus oil plus a potato. Yeah. It has the dream shard magnet small, which means it can obtain 240 dream shards. Interesting. Alright. But its energy recovery goes down, so I don't quite understand that. Probably not a good, choice for this, but yeah. How do we evolve it, though? You have to log, 150 hours of sleep, log with Rylou. We can't evolve it during the day between 6 a.m. and 5:59 p.m. And we need 80 Lucario candy, which we already have. But we also have to log 150 hours of sleep with Rylou. So, yeah. So, that's kind of unfortunate. But what we can do is we have to make it part of our party if we want to evolve it. Now probably it needs 150 hours of sleep, so, what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna pull a calculator up on my watch here, I have, looks like I do not, all apps, calculator, load up, we'll just say, 8 hours of sleep on average. We'll just say it takes about 20 days at the very least. 18 to 20 days to do it. We'll just say it'll be 3 weeks in order to evolve it on with an average of to get it evolved. And I already have all the candy to evolve it, and I just have to evolve it during the day, so yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit my team here, I'll just take off the slack off here, and replace it with this Rylou here, yes, kind of an oddball choice, but I'll take it, we'll go back, and there we go, simple as that. Now what's got Rattata for us? Just one simple berry. That should be good enough for Pokemon sleep. So, there we go. So, we'll head out, close... Okay, let's close out Pokemon... Okay, why is it not letting me close out this stuff? Alright, let me close out the App Store first, then we'll close out Pokemon sleep, and then we'll close out Pokemon Go. There we go. My phone can be weird sometimes, like the tablet. Let's face it. Then we'll turn out the Bluetooth speaker. Simple as that. But anyway, enough of that crap. Let's go ahead and put our commercial in now. This one here. This one here. One here. I really need to go. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it. You know what I mean. Alright, we'll go to. I really want this girl wheel to work. Play NSYNC! We're not playing NSYNC. It's just. It defaults to 2000s by default, but I'm not playing NSYNC. We're playing. Where are you at, Kenya Grace? I think I just passed you. Probably, yeah. Yep. There we go. We'll play Kenya Grace first. And then we'll play, After that, we'll play, Probably gonna go over at this point. Might as well. We'll play Flowers by Miley Cyrus. And then after that, we'll play, yeah, we're gonna go over, just because I have to use the bathroom, just say it, I gotta use the bathroom, guys, I might as well just say it, god dang it. Anyway, I think after that, we'll play, let's just play Steve Lacy Bad Habit, forget it. Anyway, coming up in the last segment, I'm gonna read the weather. I'll probably might read my horoscope, just my horoscope, but you get the idea. Yeah, that makes sense. And then after that, we'll probably play Pokemon Go on the tablet. Because, again, that's the yellow account. And by the way, there are still free gems at the yellow account, and I have 4 on the phone. So, there you go. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. I gotta use the bathroom. We'll be right back. Yep. By Kenya Grace, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, it's just about 9:30, so I guess we're going on till 9:53. Simple as that. So, yeah, I guess we're only playing one song at the end of the morning show. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, we're going to kick it off with the weather. I just closed off my site, didn't I? Yep. Alright. Well, no big deal. Let's go back there again. Actually, let's just click here. I'll just do that. Yeah. Make life a little bit easier on us. Alright, it looks like it did update a little bit. Right now it says 61 degrees, broken clouds currently right now. On later today on Friday it'll be cloudy, 75 high, 48 low. On Saturday it'll be cloudy, 72 high, 52 low. On Sunday it'll be cloudy with 75 high, 52 low. On Monday, it'll be sunny with 75 high, 50 low. But yeah, on Tuesday, it'll also be sunny with 73 high, 45 low. On Wednesday, it'll be 81 high, 45 low. And then on Thursday, it'll be 91 high, 52 low with sun. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to read my horoscope now. Let's see if we can get to it from here. I think we have to look for it. But I think the website was horoscope.com. That's where I got it from. So let's see if we can do that. Yep, here we go. Alright, horoscope.com. I am Sagittarius from November 22nd to December 21st. So, yeah, let's click on that. This is, unlock a better experience, disable your ad blocker. Yeah, I do have an ad blocker, but I don't care. Yeah, people are very evil about ad blockers, so we're gonna dismiss that. Anyway, this is for June 28th, 2024. Your emotions may seem a bit muddy today, and you might not understand the reason why, Sagittarius. Share your thoughts with others, and you should find that talking it out will help you sort through the mail through the maelstrom of feelings. So if you need to, shift things down to second gear just for a little more power. Just take your time. Don't let others rush you into believing something that you know isn't true after all. And that's my horoscope, by the way. Anyway, that's the only one we're going to read for today, since I'm the only one on the show for today, so, yeah. Anyway, we'll just close out of that, and, there we go. No tabs are up now. And I guess for the last 20 minutes, we are going to open up the Pokemon Go app now on the tablet. Simple as that. Now, things might have changed a little bit in the last hour or so, since I opened it up before I started the morning show. Because when I opened this up before I started the morning show, nothing was kicked out of a gym. But it could have, though. Now, I don't think they have, but it is possible. But I know the Evangelical Church was yellow, though. Well, I changed it to yellow. It was red before, but me and Aunt Lou were not in it, by the way. I was debating on getting in it initially, but I said, no, I'm just going to change it yellow instead. There's just no point. They're too weak. I could heal them, but I figured, no, why not just change it yellow anyway? Like I did all the air gyms, because, I mean, all the air gyms were blue and yellow anyway. Might as well just do this one, too. This makes common sense. Someone sent me a gift. That's interesting. Alright, let me turn that up for you guys so you can hear it better. Got a free star raid going on at the Seventh Day Adventist Church. That would be, Mawile, I think. Kevin Top is also still going on as well. As I said earlier, of course, that's always the case, but looks like there is no stuff knocked out. That is interesting. Alright, Torchic. Are we gonna catch Torchic or not? We'll try. We'll see. Okay, I could do curveballs on here, but I can't really do them that well. Pokemon broke free. That is not good. Alright, let's do this again. Second time's a charm, guys. It's a 2-day streak. It's a new one, too. Oh, got frozen there for a second. It's okay. Move on to Oddish now. Okay. It looks like a good throw, but I'll take it. Or not. Okay. That was just the first trick up my sleeve, though. Besides, that wasn't really a good throw anyway. There we go. That's better. And it's heavy and tall, too. It's a 2-star. We'll hold on to it as a compromise. I'm very likely I'll get thrown away in the end. But we'll keep it as a compromise for now. We're definitely going to have to use a Numberry on this one. This is Venipede. Oh, that looked like a curveball almost. Well, considering that was glimmering, it probably was. Pokemon broke free. What a surprise. Stayed in, great. Okay. It's light and short. If it's 0 stars, I'll probably be throwing it away. Okay, it's 1. Yeah, I'll throw it away. Yep. There we go. Alright, I think that was it here. Let's check the today tab, see what's going on here. Actually, hold on. Clear the system update thing. I don't care about that right now. Make free great throws. That I have 2 missions for free great throws. Well, whatever. I'll just remove the one with the stardust. Oh, it's only worth 200 stardust. It don't do much good. Much better have balls anyway. Yeah. Anyway, looks like the weakest one is Lopunny. Did anyone else put ones in there? No, they did not. It looks like the only one in there is me. And it looks like there's also a raid there, too. But it's not starting for, like, 48 minutes. Like, 48 and a half minutes, yeah. It's a 5-star raid. Very likely it's gonna be Yvettle again. That really would not surprise me, because it is a 5-star. And very likely it will be Yvettle. Anyway, I probably should feed a Golden Raspberry, but I don't really want to let Etlu work up the hype for that. But yeah, But at this point, might as well. Yeah. Anyway, there's a little tab there. I'm not going to bother with it. What we're going to do now is let's go to the shop tab here. And we've got 146 coins. I was thinking of getting the Whispers of the Woods Masterwork Research Chicken for the tablet, but I'm probably not going to now. I might get it for my Red account, though, actually, though. I probably will, yeah. Actually, if you want me to get the free box. Oh, there's an 8th Anniversary Party Premium Time Research Ticket. You get a Meltan encounter. Encounter with Meltan, 88,888 experience, plus a Super Incubator, one Premium Battle Pass, an Incense, an Incubator, a Rocket Radar, a Lucky Egg, and much, much more. Wow, interesting. This is to celebrate the 8th anniversary party. This is from June 28th to July 3rd. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Anyway, yeah, it was the free box is the only thing to me about. You can claim that. Get that out of the way. Anyway, yeah. Let's go ahead and do some battling in the battle tab here. We were doing that yesterday morning too, by the way. So far we've won 3 times overall. We still gotta do 2 more battles at the very least, so yeah. So let's just hit battle. Let load up here. It's coming up next on June 28th. That would be today, by the way, but I'm not worried about that. Let's just use the recommended party. And here we go. We found someone here. Alright, we're sending out Kadabra for whatever reason. Not really doing a lot of damage, though. But I can use the, super effective charge attack. It should do something, you know, nice. But it blocked it, so it won't matter anyway. Oh, now it's hitting me pretty good. Still nice. It blocked it, so that's it for your shields. Now, I'll probably send in Shaman because it is a grass type. Yes, I'll definitely want to use that shield, of course. What else? You have already used all your shields anyway. Yeah, go ahead. You know, it won't make much difference because of the water attack. It's gonna yell at me telling me the shields are gone. Which I already knew they are, but I still don't think it's gonna... Yeah, I didn't do that much damage. Oh, so now it switches out. See if I can use Sea Flare in time. I don't think I'll be able to. It's probably gonna knock it out, which is unfortunate. Yeah, I knew that. Alright, now we have one Pokemon left. We're probably not gonna win this, but no big deal. He's probably going to kill it. Or knock it out, I should say. Well, it'd help if it is a grass type move, though. Oh, we knocked it out with a coincidence. Alright, I'm not even bother using Flamethrower. Yeah, as soon as he sent it out to Taurus and knocked it out, I knew that was gonna happen. But we tried, next battle. We'll continue on, we'll just use whatever it wants. Either way, they're not knocked out. Well, at least in theory they aren't. I think this is the last one we have to do in order to claim some award. See if we win this one. At least made an attempt to. Oh, it's fighting versus fighting. What a coincidence. Okay. Here we go. Interesting how this guy knows a fire type move. I just haven't changed it, so I don't think it's worth anything, though. Who knows? Oh, knocked out. What a surprise. But he's a smaller one, though. Oh. I'm gonna bother with that, because... Well, maybe I could. It won't do much damage, though. Because it's water. It won't even matter if it blocks the whole thing. Let's try again, because it will still let me use it. Which is very interesting. It's excellent now. See, it's not very effective, but still did quite a bit of damage. Yeah, we got knocked out at the same time. What a coincidence. Jolteon! Go down! I haven't even used any of my shields yet. Yeah, go ahead. Might as well. Yeah. Side beam. Here we go. A little bit harder to do it on here, I will admit that, but at least I got great. Yeah, won the battles! Yes! Yes, I won. Yep, I won. Yay. I don't know why you didn't go, yay, 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 but it's fine. It's okay. Yeah, it's just a bug. Anyway, collect. It looks like it's going to be a Pokemon encounter. It's Wingull. Of course, since it's high up, it's going to be a little bit tricky to catch. So you're going to have to bear with me for this. I'm going to have to, like, throw it high up in the air! There we go! I don't even know how I want to do it. I did that. I got it, though. That's what matters. Alright. Okay. See what it's worth. Only 2 stars? Really? Whatever. Oh, there's still another one I have to claim? Error claiming battle awards. Oh, I already claimed that. Alright, claim rank awards is what I needed to hit. Again, it was just buggy. Oh, it's giving me avatar items. Alright. Why does it still say I need to claim awards? Let's just get out of there. Yeah, I think we're just gonna get out of that. I think it's being weird right now. Well, Punny needs some attention. At this point, I don't even care. Actually, it may not matter because someone just healed it up. Well, well, well. Someone decided to put their slacking in here now. I'll just heal you up then. Well, at least I thought you were. Maybe someone's taking that gym down. It is possible. Anyway, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because, yeah, it is possible someone might have been taking it down, yeah, but we need coins anyway. Anyway, not sure what's up with that battle thing there, and now it looks like the sound just cut out, but it's okay. Let's see what that Pikachu, mask is about. I think we have to go to style to do it. There's new things in appearance, but I'm not worried about that, though. I think we were wine tops, I think, is where it was at. At least I think it was. I don't know. Alright. Let's see here what we got. Now, some days you do have to buy with Pokecoins. But most of them are free, at the very least. Some of them are also locked. I think some of them are locked because you have to be a higher level. But, yeah. Like, for example, let's see here. I think... that Celebi shirt looks pretty cool. That one's free, by the way. They also have shirts for your respective teams, too. They even got teams for the, team members as well. We're pretty much out of time at this point, but yeah, I'm just looking at the shirts here, might not be under here, but yeah, I'm just looking here. They look pretty cool. Even got outfits that match Team Rocket leaders too. That's pretty interesting. Anyway, I'm just gonna leave this game up for now. I mean, the sound just cut out of it anyway. And I'm just gonna call it a day here. So there you go. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and put this 3-minute commercial break in for you guys. And for our last song, we're just going to play Calm Down by Rima and Selena Gomez. That's all. That's all we're going to play, because obviously I don't really want to have it go over too much, so there you go. And our next morning show will not be until Monday, guys. I think that'll be actually a new month, which will be, July 1st. So I'll probably see you on July 1st, new month. Hopefully, a better morning show for everyone. But, yeah, that'll be fun. Anyway, I'm going to put Rima here. There we go. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. And I will see you in July, everyone. July 1st. But this has been the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, June 28th, 2024. I will see you in July, on July 1st, 2024. Again with Daniel, what else? But until next time, I will see you in July, July 1st. Until then, as always, I'm just filling time, obviously. But until then, I will see you tomorrow, everyone. Well, not tomorrow, but you get the idea. That makes sense. Well, I'll see you on July 1st. But until then, goodbye, everyone.